Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Long hot days in the shade of some big old tree, making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
So, Esther, it's very noisy. I can hear a steel band in the background. Rather a splendid building in front of us. Whereabouts are we, pray tell?
Well, we're at Marlborough House, Jane, and it's so nice to be here. We haven't done a podcast for a while, have we?
We've Eons.
Well, we're at Marlborough House for the Bees for Development garden party.
Ooh.
And it's just so nice. There's all our bee friends here. I can hear them buzzing around.
Now, we interviewed somebody from Bees for Development, didn't we, on the podcast?
Yeah, of course, and that was Nicola Bradbear. And she's just, she's actually buzzing around with all the other bees here now, raising money for Bees for Development. And it's just so nice, isn't it?
And there's been an auction, which Charlie Ross has been, he's the auctioneer, amazing auctioneer. He raised £1,500 to go and have a sort of tea party with Elaine Page, to have her to yourself.
Oh, and did you bid on that?
No, I didn't. I didn't bid on anything, but I did buy some raffle tickets.
Oh, yeah, I bought some raffle tickets.
I wonder when they're going to draw the raffle.
Well, we've got to go and check in a bit.
So, you know what I'm like with my memories. I mean, I know that Bees for Development is an amazing, amazing charity.
So, Bees for Development do some amazing work in developing countries all over the world, encouraging people in poor areas to start beekeeping, basically, so they can earn a living, do amazing things and have a job. And actually, there's some people here today. There's somebody from Ghana. We've just tasted their amazing cashew nut honey.
Ooh, that was amazing, wasn't it?
I know.
So rich and beautiful. Now, we did taste some Asian honey, didn't we? Which was very unusual.
From the Philippines?
Yes.
Which I've been dreaming of that stingless bee honey. It's like these little stingless bees. And because they're not Apis mellifera, we can't actually sell that honey here. But it's a stingless bee, and it was almost like sample,
wasn't
it? Why
can't you?
Because in our food like world, we can only sell honey that's made from Apis mellifera, the honeybee. So the stingless bee is a different thing. And then there was Apis serrana, which is a honeybee that lives in smaller colonies. Ooh. And there was some amazing honey from that. Ooh. And there were all these lovely ladies from the Philippines.
I know, they were gorgeous,
weren't
they?
I wanted to go back and do beekeeping with them. And then they had this honey from this massive bee, like a wild bee. Don Easter, I think it's called.
But one of the honeys that we tasted was very kind of like acidic, wasn't it? I've never tasted honey like that before. Well, obviously it's a stingless bee.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're doing all this amazing work with people like that.
Now, there was a very special guest here, apart from us, wasn't there, today?
Ooh, yes, Jane. The way I have to say.
They might be able to guess from your impersonation.
The patron of the charity, she looked delightful and she was amazing. And it is actually our queen, our new queen.
Oh, it was Camilla.
Yes.
And what was she wearing?
Well, you know, I'm going to pretend to be her now. I was wearing a lovely green spotted dress. I must admit, I think I looked absolutely wonderful in it, and I looked gorgeous, and I had a jolly good time, and I went round all the stalls and was very pleasant to everybody, and I had a lovely time. So thank you, Bees for Development. I love you, and I hope you earn loads of money today. Well done.
Oh, thank you, Camilla. Well, it's been lovely having you here today. So I've just done a job, and I chose to have my hair done like Camilla.
Oh.
And I was an elf. It was a Christmas special, but I chose to have Camilla hair, and I wanted to ask Camilla how she kept her hair intact all day long, what hairspray she used.
You should have asked her.
She wasn't available to us.
No, she wasn't. She walked very fast, didn't she? She must do a lot of exercise. We couldn't keep up with her, could we?
So, Esther, we've met quite a few old friends here, haven't we, today, some of who have been on the podcast, some have been on the podcast, yes, a rum and something down, and now white wine down, on the podcast. Alison Benjamin, who has been...
Yes, from Urban Bees, and we've seen Annabelle Kinsdisley, I can never say her name properly, from Neil's Yard, and she is a brilliant advocate for the bees. And I felt quite emotional seeing her, because on the podcast we had a little cry together.
Well, no, because I missed that one.
Well, Annabelle Kinsdisley is trying to get a thing through Parliament to stop the use of neonicotinoids.
Is that cigarettes?
No, of course it's not. It's a...
Is that new age cigarettes?
It's a pesticide, of course, and we've started using it again in this country, which is ridiculous since we left the EU. And Annabelle's doing some amazing work. She's a proper advocate for the bees, and she's stalking Parliament, and she's going to save the world with all her
That's amazing,
her stuff.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So buy from Neil's Yard and support this lady.
I mean, Neil's Yard is the best place for beauty products. It really is. It's so good. She's doing amazing things. And we saw Paula Carnell, our queen bee, who is looking very nice in Emma Morstan's bee prints. Which...
Now, we have got some bags, haven't we, from Emma?
Ooh, yeah. We're like, what are those girls called? We're influencers, aren't we, Jamie?
We're bee influencers.
We're bee influencers, aren't we, right? You know, bee influencers, you and me, like, influencers.
Yeah, I know, man. It's like, you know, they just come to us, you know, we're like... bees to honey, aren't we?
Yeah, like...
Is that the phrase?
We're wearing all the bee designs. We've got buzzy bee earrings, buzzy bee brooches. And I'm in, like, I've got a buzzy bee bag and, you know, feel really good. What about you?
Well, I'm in a very green outfit, but you're in a very floral outfit.
Yeah.
And we were given different bags to start with, weren't we? And then we swapped them because they worked better with our outfits.
And my bag's designed by Emma Morstan, and she took some beekeepers when I was one of them and asked us what our favourite flower was and favourite bee, and I said a honeybee and the lime flower, and it's actually on this bag.
So we've just literally met everyone that we've had on the show, is that right?
I know, it's true.
Oh, what about Stephen?
Well, Stephen Fleming, I mean, we did that great episode where we went to the drone congregation site. It's just brilliant that everybody's here.
Well, I did see you sharing some of your honey with the ladies from the Philippines.
Yeah.
And what did they think of your honey?
Yeah, they said it was really sweet. They couldn't believe how sweet it was.
I bet,
because it was so different to what their stingless bee honey was.
Yeah, because it wasn't sweet, was it?
No, it was amazing.
Mm. And what about your bees?
Yeah, well, my bees have never been so busy this spring. And actually, I've had I've got five supers of spring honey on my bees in the garden at the moment.
Really?
So, you know, it's a really interesting season. Although we haven't had any rain, I wonder whether we're going to get much summer honey. I'm sure we will.
Because thought, like last year, when we had sort of little cold snaps in the spring and the bees didn't come out, you know, they were quite defensive because their forage was limited. I thought it's been a sort of a bit of an up and down spring and going into the summer. I thought that the bees would have suffered from this up and down weather, but
no, they seem to be fine. You know, they've got the right clothing on, haven't they? They've got their woolly coats for the colder days, and on these hot days they're all hanging out the front of the hive sort of fanning and cooling down, so they know what to do, and they've been drinking loads of water. It's been great having them in the garden. And also, I think having them in the garden, I'm sure they've got to know me, because I've never had such friendly bees. I think, you know, when I go out, I see them and they have a drink of water and they have a little chat to me on the doorstep. And, you know, we live together. It's a
community. You're cohabiting. Are you codependent with them?
Yeah, it's like they need me, you know, to give them water and, like, a nice little house, and I need them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm having a nice time with my bees at the moment. I'm really loving being a beekeeper.
Do you sing to them?
No, I haven't been singing to them, but I have been talking to them about the world, and, you know, they seem to be taking it all in, and I'm just trying to get some answers from them at the moment. But it's just difficult because, you know, obviously they've only got 11 or 12 words, and it's not always easy.
Mm, and they're busy, obviously, at the moment.
Yeah, they haven't got time to
chat. We can't
be
answering your questions at the moment, Esther. You know, we've got 12 supers on.
Yeah, they haven't got time for chatting, but, you know, they do like a little drink, and, you know, they're nice.
You've got a little pond, haven't you, in your garden?
Yeah.
It's always good, isn't it, to have a bit of water source in your garden?
Oh, yeah, they love that. But I've had a little bag of sand, and I fill it with water every day, and they go on that sand. So they're like, it's like they're going out to the beach, and they
they suck up the water and they have a nice time. Mm. Yeah.
One of the honeys that Sarah was talking about, now I've had too many wines now, so I can't remember. But she was saying about a honey.
You silly sausage.
I know there was a honey that was near the water, near the sea, and she said it had a salt element in it. She said it was really like salted caramel because it was near the sea.
Oh my God. Mm. Well, mine have been drinking out this sandy bag. I wonder if that's going to make it a bit salty.
Maybe.
Sandy bag honey, that's what I'm going to call my summer sauce, sandy bag honey. Would you buy it?
Possibly not. but
you know, here we are in a royal fancy garden and it's nice, isn't it?
Both of us have done an amazing piece of art related to bees, haven't we? Beautiful pieces. I mean, both of our art was just stunning.
Yeah.
And that's going to be auctioned later on today, isn't it?
It is, yeah. My art was inspired by old ladies' desperate...
Handkerchiefs, I would have
handkerchiefs
said. They must have thought that your artwork was good because they put yours next to Grayson Perry's.
Yeah, they did. You see, they wanted to say, this person's the up-and-coming Grayson. But I think they were wrong.
Everybody who looked at Grayson's would look at your old lady handkerchief one and think, and that's an exceptional piece of work as well.
Yeah. But my daughter looked at my... she said, don't worry, because there is a picture, actually, in this. There's a postcard that's worse than yours.
Is that mine?
And actually...
Can you describe mine?
Yours was... There was a bit of honey at the bottom, and then there was some...
There was a honey pot.
It was a honey pot. It was in felt tip. And then there was some comb, and it was dripping into the honey pot. And above that was a bee, and it said, bee, comb, honey, and it was in felt tip. And somebody's actually bid on it.
They have? How much?
I don't know.
Well, they haven't bid on yours at that stage.
Well, our producer bid on me. She felt sorry for me. But yours got bid on.
It did. How much? £30.
I think it was an inside job. Somebody must have seen the back of it, thought, oh, this is going to be worth millions, Jane Horrocks.
I think we can safely say that neither of us are artists.
Well, I am an artist, Jane, and I stay strong with that. I only had acrylics and I had nothing else and I tried my best.
Well, yes, at least you use proper acrylics. You use acrylics, not watercolours.
Oh, I couldn't find them.
So what did you use? Acrylics?
I have three different colours and some Tipex.
And felt tips are always very good for art. It's a Sharpie, a black Sharpie, and a bit of a gold pen that I had for doing Christmas cards. If you had a dark envelope.
Anyway, we should just go back and have another drink, I think.
Well, we're going to go to your allotment in a little while, aren't we?
Well, we are, yeah. We might just hang out in the garden with the bees. Let's see.
Oh, isn't that nice? What a lovely day we've had. Aren't we lucky be invited to something like this? In this beautiful setting, to see the Queen.
If you want to know more about Bees for Development, you can see them at beesfordevelopment.org. Or you can go back to our lovely podcast with Nicola Bradbear and listen in, because it's a real treat. Now, come on, Jane, let's go and meet Steve Benbow from London Honeys. Ever so good looking.
I don't think he's my type.
Well, come on, let's go and find out. Not your drink, Matt.
And I'll call you up whenever I'm feeling down.
Queen Bees is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton and John Wakefield. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy May Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the hive. Queen Bees is a Hat Trick podcast.
Yeah, it feels so good just to have you around.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at @TwiceUponPod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.